This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigned in Racine last night, hoping for a repeat of Democratic support that saw Joe Biden win all 36 wards in the city 4 years ago against Republican Donald Trump. A rerun could be essential for the Harris-Walz ticket, as it appears to remain in a close race statewide against Trump this year. One message the Minnesota governor emphasized at Racine's Memorial Hall was the support he and presidential candidate Kamala Harris have for personal privacy and freedom.
When it comes to who we love or the families that we want or any of that, just mind your own damn business. And do that. Mind your own business. That is not a catchphrase. That is a golden rule to live by, and your life will be better. Your life will be better.
Addison Deckert, who recently moved from Illinois to Racine, appreciated Walz's remarks.
I'm trans, so having that freedom, being able to walk out in the open and feel like I can be myself really means a lot to me. It's nice to see somebody who's open to diversity.
Walz also stopped at a Black-owned business on Racine's north side for a chat with the owner and other Black entrepreneurs. In the part of the discussion open to WUWM and others in the pool of news reporters, Walz talked about ways to help new firms.
You know, forgivable loans to start with, or what is it going to take to make that? Because I truly believe, as you know, is you don't need gatekeepers on money. You don't need gatekeepers in your community. Once the community is empowered, it'll solve what it needs to solve.
Last week, Vice President Harris laid out an opportunity agenda for Black men, offering what her campaign calls tools to achieve financial freedom. Wisconsin Republicans were unimpressed by the Walz visit, claiming he and Harris have an extreme agenda in store for America. During the first day of in-person early voting in Wisconsin, Walz and former President Barack Obama also spoke in Madison Tuesday. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.